Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. All right, so let's get into some of the major stories. What's going to be the first one? Well, for that, we get to turn back to England, not necessarily to the king, but we can just take a couple letters off of that, one letter off of that, and add two more, and we turn it into a state of confusion coming out of California from the kinks. I like this video. As Ray Davies plays his guitar, supposedly mouths to the song, but of course drops the guitar. It's pretty funny. It's a great little video. State of Confusion. And, boy, what a terrific band. Very much along the lines of people who are Anglophiles still loving the Kinks and wishing that the Davies brothers would get back together again. They were the forerunners of the Oasis brothers, right? Well, here's the story out of California, and Red State covers this fairly well. I got to discuss this last night on my Liberty Conspiracy program, of course, streaming Monday through Friday, starting at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Check it out, everybody. Yeah, we're brought to you by Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin, dropping bombs of truth all the time. And also brought to you by Nikki Haley, who's on the board of Lockheed Martin now. Hey, who's making Nikki rich? That's right. We more warmongers are making Nikki rich. Awesome. So here's the story out of California from Red State. I want to let Ward Clark open things up. Ward Clark and whoever the editor was, they tell us this. California to find stores without gender-neutral toy sections. So stores that don't create, according to the dictates of the politicians, what the politicians want to make them do in their stores will be fined. Which, as I mentioned on my program last night, that's called fascism. Yes, that's fascism. It is the mixing of business, corporate interests, and government. Sometimes government plays favorites with those corporations. The corporations give the feedback loop of helping the government and institute their policies through the so-called marketplace, which is no longer a marketplace. Or the government will punish those businesses, fine them, so-called regulate them. Isn't that a wonderful euphemism? If only the mafia could use those terms. Hey, boss, I went over the other day, and I went down to Parcheesi's cheese shop.
Yeah?
Yeah, and, I told him, I said, hey, you don't do what we want you to do. We're going to threaten you.
Oh,
listen, Vinny, kid, I know you're new here.
Yeah, boss, I did what you said.
No, not quite. We're adopting a new way of doing things.
A new way?
That's right. It's like that band of horrors sang about. The new way.
Well, what's the new way, boss?
The new way is something you might have seen in, Nazi Germany. It's National Socialism.
National Socialism?
Yeah, it's sort of like this fascist combination of, the government just dominates everything. In this case, we're going to go to Italy and talk about Mussolini. His idea of getting the government involved with everything had to do with what he called fascism. It was the old Roman fascists. When you combine them, they're stronger. Of course, the thing combining them is the central authority with its central plans, which is always really dumb. But for us, it's okay, because we're the mob. Hey, boss, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right, Vinny. So here's the deal. We're no longer using terms like point guns at you, threaten you, manhandle you, rob from you.
No?
No. We got terms that they use in government. These are the sorts of things that Edward Bernays would have written about in his book Propaganda. Oh, you know, you sound a little bit like Anthony Fauci. Senator Paul, I resent your implication. What? Oh, sorry. I just bounced away to the Senate there for a minute when I was testifying and lying through my teeth. But anyway, so we here in the mafia are using new terms like, regulate. Regulate. That's right. It's the same thing as tell somebody to do what you want them to do, or you're going to break them down and shut them down. But it sounds nicer. Edward Bernays, you know? Bernays, is that like a sauce that you get on a sandwich or something? Bernays sauce? Well, it's a sauce of a sort. It's a horse of a different color. Oh, that's great, boss. Yeah, let's see how this regulation stuff is doing in California. Ah, I hear California's doing really great, boss. Yeah, for the mafia it is. All right, here we go. That's your little excursion. Here's the story from Red State. It seems like scarcely a day goes by without news of more California lunacy. Now it's toys. No more toys, as the Burgermeister Meisterburger would say. And if he was Rainbow, he'd say, toys for gender neutral. I command it. Now it's toys, writes Red State. The government of the state of California, having solved every other problem vexing the people of that state, is set now to fine, read that, punish. Good job, Mr. Ward. Good job, Red State. I dig what you're going with. I do have some quibbles, though. So-called regulate stores that eschew carrying woke, gender-neutral toys. So what I think that's pretty darn funny here, okay, is that for many of the youngest kids, they're not even, they can't even tell the difference. It's the parents, right? They're like, yeah, the kids will be attracted to what they want. They're not going to be reading labels. And I don't know about you, but I could always tell the difference between the boys section and the girls section. I didn't go to the girls section. I'm going to walk through the girls section to get my Planet of the Apes action figures in the boys section next to the Tonka trucks. But here's the story originally from Fox News. Red State quotes, California stores with more than 500 employees. And by the way, I covered this when this first passed. I wrote about this for MRC TV. So when I saw this, the alarm bells came to me and they said, hey, buddy, remember this one? And I thought, oh, yeah, it's coming January 1st. I wrote about it. Thank you, MRC TV team. And I didn't even mention everybody. You can find my work for MRC TV at mrctv.org. Check out what the whole team does there. It's the Media Research Center in their 37th year of battling left-wing bias in the pop media. California stores, writes Fox News, with more than 500 employees, will soon be fined for not having a gender-neutral toy section once a new state law kicks in January 1st. The bill, signed in 2021 by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. I wonder if he did that at that bistro, the French Laundry, while he shut down everybody and hung out with people instead for his birthday when he shouldn't have, according to his own diktats. You know, the mafia. What's good for them is not good for you. Gavin Newsom will force stores that sell childcare items or toys to pay a $500 fine should the store fail to create a so-called gender-neutral toy section for kids 12 years old and under. What they ought to do is, like, put a bunch of, like, really ugly things there, like nasty stuff, like old toilet paper rolls, you know, like just the cardboard rolls and stuff like that. And just, let, you know, like, ah, here's just a second. See if anybody buys it. Oh, it's a gender-neutral. Here you go. A child care item, according to the legislation text, literally the government is talking about what is a child care item. That is how far it has come. And I'll get into the major facet for me, and I'll discuss, of course, what might be the major facet to other people. I'm not sure. Both of them are very vexing, but one of them, I think, gives us a long-term lesson constitutionally, functionally. The other gives us a long-term lesson when it comes to things like the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxism, the long-term march of the Fabian socialists. A child care item, according to the wonderful people
in Sacramento, the state capital of California, is any product designed or intended by the manufacturer to facilitate sleep, relaxation, or the feeding of children, or to help children with sucking or teething. Traditional boys and girls sections won't be outlawed. Well, isn't that magnanimous of them? How sweet! They won't be banned by the government, but a gender-neutral section must also be created. So, you politicians in Sacramento, following that wonderful example of the San Francisco Assemblyman, Scott Wiener, the guy, as I mentioned, let's go into the Fabian Socialist mess up the family aspect of this. First, Scott Wiener was behind this bill as well as many others. He also is one of the people who, from San Francisco, you've seen him marching around in the rainbow parades and stuff like that. He also helped get passed just a few months ago, which is in that direction, just a few months ago in California, maybe that direction for you. He also got passed two statutes. One is a statute that allows any child who is in a family that is getting some sort of state or federal medical care help, like Medicaid, to run away from the family, to leave the family and join a state house somewhere, some state-run agency for kids, and ask to be put up by that state agency. Ask to be separated from the parents. Ask for his so-called liberation from the parents, even if the kid is underage. The parents can't do anything, and even before the child might be so-called liberated, the child can get hooked up with a state-provided psychiatrist, psychologist, who will then provide the opportunity for the child to start getting body mutilation to then address the child's gender identity problem, as they say, to give that child so-called gender identity care while the parents are fighting to get the child back. That's what Scott Wiener is like. Okay? He also was behind a bill that they passed in California that makes California a so-called sanctuary state for outside runaways coming from other states in the union who run to California. They are now saying they don't have to extradite or return the runaway underage kids if they've come to California for reasons of gender identity. Seriously, that is Scott Wiener. Those are the mindsets of the people now telling other people who risk their money, risk their time, risk their opportunities to do other things to open up toy stores. Whether it's big corporations or small one-man, one-lady shops, whatever it might be. Right? And now they're telling them not only we are categorizing the stuff you're selling, we're going to tell you how to sell the stuff. But, of course, on many different gradations, this is what government on every level does, whether it's licensing, which is massively, massively unethical, to say, well, you know, you can't participate in the peaceful activity of offering something to someone else who can take it or leave it and competing against others to lower price, increase quality and longevity of your product or service. You can't do that unless you get our government permission. Because somehow when we get elected, we think we magically represent, as Rousseau might have said, the will, the general will, and we're somehow infallible. Meanwhile, Rousseau did not want what he called the will of all, which was actually individuals, you, determining what you found valuable and laying down your money for that so that you could actually expose what you found valuable, other people could see it, and they could respond to it in that way. The free market. And then you get people competing, saying, wow, there's some profit over there. I'll shift my behavior and start doing that because it seems like people like that more. So you're servicing, as Adam Smith said, through the invisible hand to help yourself. You're actually servicing other people and their needs because they're showing their needs in the interaction. They can't have that in California toy stores. They can't have that in so many aspects of our lives. They can't label things on a national level the way we want to. Meanwhile, the FDA is working with giant pharma corporations to hide information. Meanwhile, the government officials appointed by Donald Trump and others like Joe Biden later on are hiding information and lying to us explicitly, while other branches of the government are working to suppress our information and silence us using our own money. If you don't, if you're not familiar with my work over at MRCTV, David Knight has mentioned this. I've mentioned this on my program. We are almost always, at least once a month, assailed by NewsGuard. NewsGuard, a combination creation many years ago by people at Microsoft and others, funded, we discovered, thanks to the Twitter files exposure, funded by money that came from something called the Portman-Murphy Countering Foreign Propaganda Act, which was floated around in 2016 as they tried to gin up this fear of Russia. It was put into the 2016 National Defense Authorization Act because, of course, everything has to get thrown in there. You just got to throw it in like, you know, some stew. It's mostly poison. And Barack Obama signed it. It gave $75 million per year for 2 years to media outlets that the government at the DOD determined were fighting the foreign propaganda. Some of that money went to NewsGuard. I have spent hours responding to NewsGuard's, I won't call them entreaties, I'll call them missives, notes of annoyance, to tell us that they're going to downgrade MRCTV on their list of websites where people might want to go to advertise. And they have massive sway because they're carried on many Microsoft search engines and stuff on, Bing or whatever, that sort of thing. So they get suppressed, right? If you're using Edge browser, right, you have an option, I think, if you want to use that. So NewsGuard is big, and they would hurt MRCTV. And the only problems with the stories for them, they just didn't take the time to click my hyperlinks and actually see where I cited the information, because I don't want to embarrass myself putting out stories that I can't support. Duh. It's amazing. You know, it's like, hey, if you want longevity in something and you want to deal honestly with people, maybe the honest thing might be the first thing on your mind. You might want to give people information and they can compare and refer. And then that will give you the longevity, just like any product. So these people don't want to open their own shops in California. They don't want to compete. Maybe there is a market for this. No, instead, they're promoting this cultural Marxism, find a new David all the time, and you will be the supposed protector of the little guy. And there's always going to be a new minority, a new victim. As I said, anybody who tuned in to any of those awful, just insufferable Oprah Winfrey shows, almost every day they were celebrating how they overcame their victimhood while actually promoting the idea that they were victims and getting more people to think, oh, maybe I'm a victim. It was the culture of victimology writ large. It was absolutely vile. And that's part of the way that she made her money, appealing to people who say, oh, yes, I too am a victim. And then that leads into politics because the cultural Marxists take advantage of that. And they always say, just like Marx tried to say, he was fighting for the working guy. Meanwhile, he was getting his money from Engels' father's textile plant while he was writing, saying that the Industrial Revolution and plants like that were evil. That's where he was getting his money to write the Communist Manifesto. Unbelievable. It's just the hypocrisy is amazing. So these people don't want to be peaceful. They want to do this. Now, let's go to the constitutional side of things. Just very quickly, if I'm in a lecture hall, I always try to bring up this very important functional side of things. And this California story is a great leap point to offer information about all these things, whether it be about licensing and the economic moral problem. If you are in a state and they're licensing, let's say they wanted to license interior designers, seriously. They wanted to license interior designers. What that does is it gives the interior designers who already have businesses and larger margins the ability to be able to pay the fees and exclude lower price competition. That then harms poorer people. poorer people can't get the service now. Previously, if there weren't licensing, if there weren't all these regulations, they might not be able to get the top-notch service from the person who's been there the longest and can charge the most and has the greatest skills, but they might have been able to get something. Hairstylists, barbers, whatever. And it's not up to the state to protect you from your own decisions. First of all, that's incredibly arrogant. And second of all, the arrogance also applies to any concept of the state. This is why I am a voluntarist. I'm an agorist, or some might call a Christian anarchist. I believe that there should be anarchy, no ruler. And if you're going to have something like that, then don't fall for the canard of so-called self-government that they call that, they use when they say that you're living in a place of an experiment of self-governance. Because self-governance is you governing yourself, not falling prey to the diktats of the tyranny of the majority, even if it's siphoned through a so-called representative democratic republic and a constitution. Because as we've seen, the constitution hasn't really protected many people. It's protected some. It's fallen flat often. I'll say it that way. And also, the politicians swear oaths to it, and they really don't seem to care, do they? In addition to that, if we look at it technically, logically, abductive logic, if we look at the empirical and we look at the inductive and deductive logic and combine them, we can see that the Constitution was something I never signed and you never signed. And the people who signed the Constitution and adopted it, they can't do that for us. We never gave them our acquiescence and permission to do something on our behalf. And if we did, mathematically, it would be impossible, because representation through a political system is impossible, because the polis only operates through force. That is the difference between a government and a private business institution. If everything were voluntary, it wouldn't be a state, because you would have chosen to hire somebody to do what you want. So this idea of so-called protection against, unlicensed hairstylists, anything like that, in order to even engage in something that some people think, well, there might be a risk. Maybe you might clip an ear and, cause blood, something like that. Again, even if you think that that is something that should be policed by the state, in order for you to get that police action to go in and inspect that person and tell them now, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this, you must do that, rather than letting the market decide, and if these people are bad, they will go fallow and have to do something else, like everything else. Like a talk show, if you don't like it, you'll go someplace else. If you like it, you'll promote it. You'll say, hey, I've heard something I enjoy, right? I like the personality of this person. I like the audience, that sort of thing. Well, just like that, instead, government engages in not just forcing that person to do what he says, to do what the government says, the politicians, but it also now forces somebody else who's not even part of it, might not be even interested in going to a barber, like me, I don't have to go to barbers, to have to now pay for the policing of that. We'll return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Thanks so much for listening.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Another group of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein have been released, and they contain more celebrity names. Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, and Michael Jackson among the A-list celebrities that appear in the newly released documents. Many of the names belong to people who have not been accused of wrongdoing. Olympian and famed double amputee runner Oscar Pistorius reportedly getting out of prison several years early after having been sentenced to 13 years for the murder of his girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp. A new report raising eyebrows about the so-called widespread presence of plastics in food. Consumer Reports tested 85 supermarket and fast food products and found 84 of them contained a chemical that's used to make plastic more durable. 51-year-old actor Christian Oliver and his two daughters have been killed in a single-engine plane crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We return with Liberty Conspiracy.
We return
on Free
with
Talk
Liberty
Live.
Conspiracy.
Find
Liberty
Talk
Conspiracy
Live
every Monday through Friday.
Thanks so much for joining us.
6 p.m. Eastern Time
on Rumble
X and Rockman
and my Twitter feed
at Gard Goldsmith.
That's G-A-R-D Goldsmith.
You can also find my Substack. It's Gardner Goldsmith, G-A-R-D.
Look it up on your Substack.
And every Sunday, you can receive the Sunday News Assembly
with 20 stories
I put together that day.
Might have
program.
A bearing
first,
on your liberty.
What
is on the ballot?
Information
and
to carry out of those stories
long-term
that
lessons
I think you might
for
enjoy
freedom.
Also,
let's continue
coming
with
from a guy
liberty conspiracy
who
on
still assessing
line.
Him,
but he seems to be saying some
a story
very smart
from
stuff.
Red State
and hopefully
exposes
a very
steps
important
in Argentina.
Point. This Javier Milei says
printing
applies
money
to stores
would end
with more than 500 employees.
Printing diplomas would
right?
end stupidity.
And I remember that.
Which is essentially what they're doing
nowadays.
I remember when I wrote that.
They're
right.
printing diplomas.
So, and the stupid people, I don't know how dumb
if
they are.
If you look at the U.S.
Constitution,
all sorts of other things.
There is a great lesson that
sort
can
of
be drawn there.
To round off
this
simple stories from California,
which is not
to remind
so
people as I did on
it's
David's
an
show,
impediment,
don't forget the NDAA
it's
was passed
and it's immoral.
By some, or
we'll talk about morality in Gaza,
and Douglas Murray in just a minute.
And criminals,
but passed the National Defense
the Constitution
Authorization
has within
and
it
one of the king
what is called
God
the
criminals
clause
of all time. Joe
and
Biden
if you look at the lockdowns that were imposed by state legislatures
and governors,
and thanks to
and
Donald Trump, ridiculous,
well, partially
completely
funding,
unconstitutional,
those
so-called
massive,
executive order of an emergency on March 13, 2020,
that Israel
for
has engaged
something
in
that was labeled a pandemic,
course,
which was not a pandemic.
Sure that the weapons,
case
weapons
rates were heightened
be
because of faulty PCR tests that they ginned up to many, many cycles.
And would have found a positive
Israel
for anything
and
they were looking
of course.
It includes a 5.2% pay raise for members of the military.
The death rate was ginned up because the federal government has never diminished at the White House in April of 2020.
Since
they were literally
paying,
and USA
and
Today confirmed this. I have it hyperlinked in
my
articles.
Plus, it includes,
so you can find it,
the
USA Today said yes, they do incentivize
to the tune
in some cases
of $30,000 per patient.
Travel expense will be paid for by you.
Puts them on ventilators,
and of course, also
lists a death
Planned Parenthood through
as
the
death
Biden administration
from COVID,
and it also
just
provides
with a faulty
tax money
PCR to
so-called transgender.
So any numbers that people are looking
to,
at,
you know,
regarding the
people,
death numbers in any nation state
that
are unreliable.
No one will ever know how many people died from the Calabunga virus,
their private
parts. So,
and
you know,
even the virus was not actually identified based on COVID
postulates.
It was put together
check out
based on computer algorithms
in a live
talk show.
That's how they identify.
And here they are
with substance.
He is with Colonel Douglas McGregor.
With all those problems,
discuss,
let's just think about
what seems to be
the lockdowns
of Ukraine.
Telling people,
in
you are essential, you are not essential,
right,
we're going to stop you from engaging in your
right
business.
Now,
the United States Constitution,
claim,
and again, I'm an anarchist,
as before
I think the Constitution,
the
if they could get closer
invaded,
to the Constitution,
what
that would be great.
Really,
decentralization would be great.
Against
fewer
the NATO
command and control from central authority ideas
the government
harm
of
fewer
the
people
States
if there are
forces.
Mistakes,
and
they're easier to escape if you've got a decentralized system. If they
hide
and talk about this a great deal, the information problem is inherent in all
those
centralized systems,
overwhelmingly
so you've got dispersed information.
Russia.
Let the
and
people that are closer to the information
course,
make the decisions with
very
it. And it's not even my choice
Ukraine.
To let them. They have
but
the freedom and the right
the
to be
Western
able to
powers
that want
it all
you don't
along.
Impose your will on
and
others. That's
anybody who's involved with the
but
Ukraine.
The contract
battle,
clause of the federal constitution
and going along with the United States.
And I would
not
rather have the Articles of Confederation
with Russia,
even
perhaps
a monarchy, because then I would know who my enemy was.
About the people
but
who were
no government,
giving them
my
preference.
And what their intent
that would be my
they have
my,
to have known
my great choice.
Like the Brehon law system in Ireland.
What the Western powers wanted.
The Constitution has what's called the contract clause, which prohibits any state legislature.
Or governor
taken by Russia,
from imposing
and Russia is continuing
state government
to be
from imposing,
a very easy target for Western
from breaching
propaganda
the fulfillment
to pick
of a pre-agreed
aggressors.
Private,
here's
private contract.
Douglas McGregor
so
about the wind
if there
down
is a business agreement,
of the loss
say
of Ukraine,
you are supposed to deliver your pizzas someplace for a pizza party on Saturday, you've got a contract, you've got employees, you've got agreements with the employees, but they don't have to wear masks. It was never part of the agreement. They don't have to not come in and work from home. That was not part of the agreement. Those impositions from any state would be contrary to the contract clause, just
as you survey
the
headlines of the top people's papers. Hasn't quite filtered
just
down
like
to
this one.
The news they give
that's
to the
masses.
That's
the state of confusion.
Yet. But all the top
very,
people's
very,
papers.
Very sad.
All the top people's
now let's talk a little bit
about
economics.
Each other and
because as these people impose their impositions,
the
it's getting harder and harder and harder to do business.
Russian
thanks to, of course,
Ukraine.
Not just
you
Joe Biden, but also Donald
along.
Trump with his $2 trillion CARES Act. In 2020,
the PPP,
giving money to all sorts of people.
And fewer Ukrainians and Russians had lost their lives in what is really a pointless conflict that never needed to happen.
And Jared Kushner, friends of Jared Kushner, that sort of thing. But also bands like the Smashing Pumpkins and Nickelback, because they couldn't go on tour.
A death that our government,
so the government imposes these impositions to go, say, into Canada, to go into Mexico, get me jabbed, the Canadians do this, to come into the United States, they do this for workers, they shut down the supply lines, make the prices skyrocket, even as they're increasing the money supply.
Lots of
by
people in Washington,
dollars,
supported by friends in London and some other European capitalists, decided
of
that
money that is out there.
They had an opportunity
of the
to destroy Russia,
is inflation. The
and that they would use Ukraine for that purpose.
That
they've been building
inflation.
Up to this
that's
for many, many years.
That's you might
not
call
just the 8 years
inflation.
Before the war broke
but that's
out, but actually even earlier,
the inflation.
Which helps to explain the
many,
curve
many
errant. And the installation of the Zelensky government later on.
It causes people to take risks that they normally wouldn't take.
It
to expect
no
that
all the underlying assumptions
is going to be booming
wrong.
In the future, so they invest
in the
things like
R&D,
new employees. And then,
all of your retired
as people
generals
on the consumer side start
generals,
to see their prices skyrocket, they
never
pull back
any practical military experience
and the people who now invested in all this stuff have been sitting fallow. So they got to liquidate it, as they said at the end of Wizard of Oz. You liquidated her, Very resourceful.
And with great,
those resources have been brought down the price to a price that more closely reflects the resources.
We're
going through the process now. As jobs are being cut all over the place, including, as I mentioned, for MRC TV, the toy, the second largest toy maker in the world,
Hasbro
just cut 1,100 workers.
That's a fraction of what we know has happened. And he's still trying to make the argument that if we just spend more money and send more equipment, Ukraine will triumph. In reality, the Russians are advancing deliberately but slowly. I think Mr. Putin is looking for a negotiating partner among the European states.
Let's talk about money right now, my friends, and turn to our friends, the fake fans.
You know them, you've got to love them. To refuse to negotiate. If we won't bring these people to the border end, not only will we destroy the Ukrainian nation, but we'll end up moving Russian forces that much further towards the West, which I thought was the very thing we wanted to avoid.
Oh, maybe you don't.
I just want to pause there.
You have to write that out and tell you
I just wanted to bring up one of the things that crosses my mind is very, very good points. First is just to remind myself that
or does the government think that we are fools and clowns?
Well, let's,
for so many of these people,
the
wherever they might
side.
Be,
let's go the high road,
turn their political frowns upside
and
down.
In Ukraine,
but also
well,
in Russia, especially
some
the areas that voted
news.
To rejoin
first.
Russia.
So let's get to the national debt. This comes
power,
from just the news, and here is their
whatever it might be. Right, the heat,
the national
and the
debt
water,
has jumped
and,
more than $6 trillion.
I think over time,
Biden's first term
it's
compared
easy,
to slightly over $3 trillion during the same time frame.
You get a sense of what
might,
now,
it might
some
have been like.
Think that all
oh, well,
shows us that
during
Trump
World
so
War
better.
One.
No, it
you
doesn't
become
necessarily
inured.
Show you that
because
you become,
Trump helped put everybody on this
numb
this railroad track and set the locomotive going.
To
U.S.
Some of the
national
debt
heard it
has
over
increased
again,
twice
familiar
as
with
fast
under President
Joe
Biden
as
of December 2023 compared to former President Donald Trump,
now,
bullets, according to
bombs,
data released
cold,
by the Congressional
hunger,
Budget Office,
no clothing,
the CBO.
No place to sleep.
The national debt,
debt
has grown by more than $6 trillion during Biden's
you know,
first term,
and that's why
compared
I
to slightly
to
over
$3
trillion,
sorry,
even though
I should be like Dr. long ago,
trillion dollars during the same time frame during Trump's term in office.
That
Biden
particular
took office
song
on January 20th,
2021.
Oh, and what a day
really
that was, wasn't it?
Stands out.
When the national debt stood at
$27.7
trillion. Today,
and,
the national total debt is close to $34 trillion.
So
and by
I
the way, they are accruing almost $1 trillion
here
in debt
and we hear
servicing.
Some of these things,
that's
and we continue marching
every
in a way intellectually and news-wise.
Awesome. What keeps
along
growing
these
past
government
I hope
and
debt.
I can remind
that
myself
nothing like
not
the land of the free and that self-government.
Not to get tired of these terms.
You're born
and
into
to
debt slavery.
Sure that
hello,
that,
freedom child.
You know, brave face
okay,
or what it might be compared to what other people are going through.
Just rename it. It makes it completely different.
But
today,
to make
the
sure
total national debt is close to $34
high,
trillion.
That I keep my energies high.
Oh,
to get
man.
The information
okay.
out
the
there.
CBO projected
that,
that
the deficit
would average $2
trillion
for fiscal year 2024.
Sit there and
that's
say, well, it's going on and it's going to resolve
the national debt to
$36
trillion
can do about
on October 1st, 2024, which is the end of the U.S. government's 2024 fiscal year.
Whether we can stop
it
or not is not
necessarily
relevant.
It's whether or not we have an opportunity or I have
an opportunity.
Speak for
Donald Trump
people.
Took
but
office
it,
on January 20th, 2017, when the national debt
there.
Stood at $19.9 trillion.
You know, try to,
at the end of December 2019, the national debt
very
grew
emotional stuff,
to slightly
you know?
Over
so now, let's,
$23 trillion.
Back to
so
Gaza.
Just to give you from
and,
some perspective,
what I think is
those numbers,
probably,
of course, are big,
the most
massive
numbers.
The total national debt
close
of what is happening now due to
the Israelis,
what the Israelis are doing now.
And,
okay, I think quick reminder.
Pretty much
get, some
yeah,
of the
it's growing. It's growing big time.
Some of the
what about the face
criminal
of this?
Actions of
well, let
that
me give you one example here.
In the past,
as I,
and I say
go
this
into
again, knowing
my Twitter
that
feed,
some people
this
are
comes from
to the
Fox
point now where
news.
They're equating.
I saw
not
this
only
last
criticism
night,
against Israel,
and I thought
of the
I
state
would
of Israel, and
I'm critical of
you
all
because
states, all political systems.
It gives
I'm
you a
opposed
face
to all of them.
It gives you an idea of what some people are facing. the face critical of Israel now, possibly no longer being able to do what she wanted to do, and has been doing for 30 some years.
Protests for a ceasefire, calling
let
that
me give this
somehow
to you from
anti-Semitic.
It's about a woman
and saying that
Baker,
therefore you want the end of the Israeli people when you want an
from
end
Fox,
to the Israeli state
the
policy of expansionism and hegemony.
Baker, supposed to celebrate its 30th anniversary this week, but instead is closing its doors over the rising cost of doing business, and the owner is now pleading for donations. Tammy, I'm sorry this has happened to you. What was the final straw for you?
That's not a reference to transgenderism.
Good morning. It's a combination of the last 2 years of ingredient prices rising and supplies like boxes, deliveries, things like that. And
that
combined with debt coming into the last 2 years, it came to a point where I just couldn't straddle both the debt and the high ingredient prices. For those of us in the bakery world, we work on really small margins as it is, and then when you add prices that raise that rise really quickly or greatly, it's hard to
Let's look at some numbers. Prices for key baking ingredients like eggs, milk, sugar, flour, butter have all increased at least 15% since December of 2020. In your 30 years in business, Tammy, have you ever seen price hikes like this on your ingredients?
Hundreds of thousands killed, including many women and children. Again, another massive
Cleansing campaign. Two to five times higher than what they've ever been for us. And Gaza, the simple answer might be to raise your prices, but you can only raise your prices so much for you whose customers, or you're not competitive, that middle part, and when you have debt, like we do going into that.
As well as the long calls for
Palestinians. Yeah, I mean, how much of that increase, to your point, can you ultimately pass on to the customers? Is it 5%? Is it 10%? Like, what number can you do without driving those customers away, Tim?
Many of the senior ministers in this
I would say like 5% is probably the greatest. I can go, our customers are also our friends. When you're in business for 30 years, you're part of people's weddings and birthdays and stories, and you get to know them, and they come in and they come in every celebration, and you get to know them. So I want to be walking that fine line of making it where they still get cheesecake, but then also that we can stay in business. And you were just one of many small businesses struggling. Does it feel like the system just doesn't support small businesses right now?
And
if so, why? Like, who do you blame?
I believe it's my responsibility. I just believe all the different ways. I don't know exactly where the blame falls, but I do feel like if all of the cracks and, you know, and the northern area, the area where the bombed and the rebuilt, you know, and the northern area, the areas, the massive, pounded, and the air, I was in Gaza, and smashed, pounded, dead, and the air, I was in Gaza. So there's, unfortunately, a bit of a problem. But the numbers of dead in Gaza, Harry Brown used to say government is good at doing two things. I think it's three.
And then Brad, breaking your legs, and then providing crutches for you to say, see, if it weren't for me, you would be able to walk around. Half of them are children. That's three things. And I think there's another one, which is expecting you to be grateful. Can't the government help? No, that's not the right idea. Because in trying to help this woman, what would the government be doing?
They'd be using money from other people.
In front of this, indeed, a few times speaking out against it. So what he's doing here is saying, I'm being harmed by government. Then they're saying, well, couldn't there be an answer? The answer is get government out of it. Right? Let's take an opportunity to talk a little bit about the minimum wage.
It's funny, my fingers are dry and cold. So
there's
when
a
I go
very
to
interesting story
off,
from Fast Company that shows us just how much people seem to love fascism by dictating
how
much
someone's
work is worth to a consumer.
So,
and there's a lesson in this,
Jason,
for
Barker,
economics.
Jason,
that is very important.
A lot of people think
chat
that the employer
is two leaders fighting
is the boss.
Over an invisible line.
The consumer
the
is the boss.
The
consumer
really
actually is
about.
The employer. The consumer is the one
the
who employs
Zor and
the
Sam,
typically seen, traditionally seen employer, and that employer's
and so on, and,
employee
you know, life
staff.
And death. And soldiers
and
putting their lives on the
decide.
Line, things like that,
be.
And people being
what we want to buy, what we want, don't want to buy.
A song,
if we don't
know, want to
help this woman with her advertising, we shouldn't
home,
be forced
but,
to do
is
so.
A little bit disengaged
that just compiles
from reality,
more immorality
I just
on the already
I guess
larger
depends
problem
on one's mood
of getting
and how
things
quickly
to
it,
her. The supply
it
chain,
to,
as I mentioned, becoming more
sort
expensive.
Of understanding something.
Minimum wage
but
increases
I want to turn
for 2024.
Now
is this in your
zone.
State, my friends?
Max Blumenthal and
starting
Aaron
January
Monte.
1st.
As they
some
cover
workers in 22
some
states
of
will see items
a raise
that
next
are coming
week
out
on January 1st.
The Israeli attack
and then what will
on
happen?
Gaza
in response to the
are there
the
jobs
Hamas
really
attack
worth it
on October 7th?
What will the consumer do?
Massively,
as
says, massively.
There are certain things
clearly
that the
not
consumers just won't buy.
But clearly not.
They'll either find
about
alternatives or they just
clearly
will do
contrary
without
to the so-called rules of war going back to the Mid Ages.
In total, an
and
estimated 9.9 million workers will see
additional wages thanks to
the
increased
rate.
They've actually filed a complaint.
Equating
and they want a hearing
$6.95 billion
in Israel.
Wages.
And
according to an analysis from the
International Tribunal that they're
Institute
asking for,
now
it's the South African
some people
government
would say, "Oh, that's great."
Curiously enough,
people making $6.95 billion
not
more,
only
done right
very little
but
to see,
I'm sure you know,
to stop,
and you could tell this to a class
the
sometime.
Of,
get up in front of the class and teach
white Afrikaners.
That's $6.95 billion
farms
that is
but
being redirected.
So it's, as I mentioned
from
on Dave's show, it's
options
a real mixed bag.
As Frederick
Bastia
said,
the
it
South
is
African
the broken
government
window fallacy. What is seen and what is not
an
seen.
Admirer
opportunity
of
cost,
the Zulu
the term
tribe
in economics,
because they did not join the ANC, the
where
African National
you're now
Congress,
having an opportunity to spend your money that you could have saved by buying something
Nelson
for less
Mandela's criminal,
on something else.
Wife,
you can't
Lane,
spend it on something
and,
else. You can't employ that other person.
After I think they found a body in the trunk of a car that
she owned
or something like that.
And if it's going to go up, why go up by this much? Why not go up even more? Why not make it 60 billion more in wages? Why won't that be helpful? Isn't that going to be better?
Taking a tire, filling it with flammable liquid like kerosene or gasoline.
Perhaps it's because it makes labor too expensive.
That's
a major factor in the production process.
And then looping the tire around his head and setting it on fire.
All your factors of manufacturing have to be considered.
And it is grisly to see.
Which is one of the reasons why, just like ancient cavemen used to use tools without even designing them, but just sort of figuring out that a lever might help one guy push something or lever it away, prior to
the
plane, the inclined plane would let one guy lift something up. That used to take two guys is now it's covering
more
distance
and
rather than
like
going
that,
perpendicularly
there was that
up
separation,
you're going at an angle
there was an inequality
so there's
there,
more distance
and,
but
was supported
a smaller
by the United
unit
States,
of,
that they were sort of
smaller units of force
of the United States.
Inside
so
each measure of distance
that stated.
Now
so
it's
easier
like
for
South
one
African
man
to do
it.
You've now freed
it
up
be leading the way.
Some people would say, oh, that means that the second guy is unemployed.
Internationally
the second guy
is
free
Israel
to be more
doing
productive. That's the point. We
the
don't want to work hard for what we want to get. We want to work
in
less
South
for
Africa
what we want to get.
The
and that's something
convention
that even ancient people did. As I said, they didn't burden themselves by having pregnant women go on the hunt.
There it is.
They had division of labor even in caveman days. Old guys weren't out there on the hunt. They were back in the cave skinning. And as they did what they did,
or what
they had
you think
division
about
of labor,
significance
they could
of this
then do
invocation
early bartering.
Well, it's obviously
bartering
long
becomes
overdue
difficult when you have third parties, fourth parties, and so on.
Ago,
you have to keep going around trying
now
to figure out who wants what
to come from
take
South
what
Africa.
So you have to go to extra parties. So
like
people
Israel
often find something that is commonly valued by many people. They start to
US
recognize, wow, you know what, most people like this, and they will trade to get stores of that
US
and then use that as their unit of currency,
that,
which is the creation of money.
A lot about
it's not dictated, it's not dictated to us by kings, right?
So good for them.
Here we've got the idea that first the government or the government-granted monopoly can issue the money.
International law,
and, of course, in order to let
the
government keep playing favorites with
Gaza,
people, to pander to them, like giving money to Solyndra
and
Proterra,
the
EV battery manufacturer that was so loved by
Israel
Jennifer Granholm when she was governor
of
Michigan. All those pandering things. airports, highway funds, school funds, Medicare, Medicaid funds, whatever interest group that might be, right? Or even the funds to police toy stores now in California. Those funds have got to be generated somehow. And people will resist if they're taxed beyond a certain point. So states engage in borrowing. They float funds, and someone's got to buy them. Well, that typically is the Federal Reserve or branches of the government themselves.
Who ran a studio in Hollywood called Regent Studios, where he employed and mentored the future Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, helped South Africa get nuclear technology.
The feds have to issue new bonds to pay off the old bonds, and the feds will buy new bonds. So it's a giant Ponzi scheme, a giant shell game, I'm saying.
And it all is part of doing this sort of thing.
In this case, we see the fascism mandating that the businesses extract $6.95 billion from consumers if consumers are willing to pay it.
Right, so maybe they won't.
And it's just a terrible thing that's being done to so many potential employees because people on the low end won't have skills that will match what the consumers are willing to pay. So they'll either lose their jobs or they'll never be hired.
So I wanted to make sure that I played a little more of him just so that you got the whole context of what he had to say.
As Frederick Bastiat said in his broken window fallacy essays, the parable of the broken window,
I want to bring up
when a politician was saying,
that broken window, that's actually a benefit. Well-known peace advocate,
that storm
John
broke
Pilcher,
that window, but that'll get work to the Glazier. Isn't that fantastic?
Australian, died at 74.
Bastiat said, all you're doing
worked very hard
is redirecting the flow of that usable capital from where the person who earned it might have wanted to spend it to better his
hearing
life.
Is going to come up
now he's going to spend it just to repair the window, just to remain where he was before.
Passed away.
He's not progressing. He's not increasing his living standard.
So I just wanted to mention that. The folks at Angel have spoken about it. Scott Horton
and
brought it up
losing
on his Twitter feed. I retweeted
it. Person who could have received that in that new business. That's what government does. It is, by its nature, breaking your windows.
He's been remarkable. Very, very well-spoken man.
You can't escape that.
His phrasing was
excellent.
And so
these decisions should be made based on productivity and whether the employees are providing something to consumers.
To his family and his loved ones.
And they always demonize the employer. Should the consumer
be
demonized?
Liberty
should people be going out and protesting and saying,
we want
the consumers to pay more? How dare you be money-grubbing consumers trying to save? Well, that's all the employer's trying to do. He's trying
to
provide
and
the best product to people. And if he can't provide a good wage to the employees, there'll be another business that'll crop up, especially
at Rumble.
If consumers have extra money left over to spend on them.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. The latest.